firm, solid. Solid. Could be perceived with ease. I could perceive this object with ease because I didn't wander in thoughts. Usually it's like bit of perceiving and blam, 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 and back. More like yo-yo. And this was quite long and stable. And the interesting thing was that it didn't get subtle, which usually happens. If I meditate long with a breath, eventually it's a bit disappearing, bleaching, like you know, becoming very weak. But this time it didn't. But I had this strong feeling of the difference between object and the mind, like kind of, I think because the object could be, because the object was so easy to watch, the mind became somehow easy to watch. That was my observation of this. And later during walking, it was kind of funny because I had this feeling that if the noting or observing comes long enough, also mind can be somehow seen.
Say again?
If the observing, if the mindfulness of observing objects or noticing objects comes like one by one, quite along, the feeling that mind can be almost seen arise in my head.
The mind, all right.
I thought I could almost like see the mind.
Get it. The mind, what's it again? The mind?
Like I could see the mind by all those acts of knowing coming one by one.
Oh, knowing.
Knowing, yeah.
Knowing mind is one by one. Different mind.
Different mind, like sound, walk, but somehow it was coming one by one quite a long time, so I had a feeling that mind becomes more, I don't know, present.
Okay. Okay.
Because of that.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Maybe it was a bit complicated explanation.
No, I'm not clear because, okay, that's okay now, I know.
And like kind of there were some, I don't know, yesterday many small interesting things happened, and just I say about two that, for example, I had this feeling like, you know, watching the sand under my feet, little stones.
Yes.
And I had this feeling of like camera shooting, back, 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 each of, because each, I was walking and each stone was in like different place. So it was like making a lot of camera shots.
Like photos,
like each mind was slightly different. Like
so you
one
know,
by one.
Seeing also?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like I thought it was different acts of seeing somehow separated from each other.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But during that same day, walking became a bit strange.
Oh, what's happening?
I had a lot of like feeling about my body during walking, and I could see this whole construction.
Yes.
I started to feel like a puppet.
Okay.
Know? Or like skeleton.
Right, whatever. So
that was a bit weird. Yeah. And basically, it was quite impersonal at some moment.
Okay. That's impersonal is understanding, impersonal is the more important. Yes.
Okay. So basically, that's it.
Good. Go on.
Sada, I would like to ask about observing the thinking, because it's still quite difficult for me. Because like when I notice
quite difficult to you, so it means is you easy to forget in thought the thoughts.
Well, when I notice that I'm thinking, it always like disappears. It stops, so I am not able to observe it. And then like when I'm trying to be aware, it always.
Every
surprises.
Time you notice your thought, the thought stops.
Yeah.
Right.
And when I try to be aware,
right,
the thinking always surprises me as if like from behind. Like it surprises me always before I'm able to notice when it comes, when it starts. So I'm never really able to observe thinking happening by itself.
So behind me is what?
Well, basically, before I'm able to notice it, I'm already overwhelmed by
thoughts.
It.
Right.
I'm not able to, like, perceive it coming and happening, and so on. I'm always only able to see that I have been thinking.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Oh, but you can aware of that your thinking, right? So superficial level is not important. Thought is a, this is a thought is on many level. Cross level, you notice this is not important. They stop. Or if you are focused so much, too much also they stop. And subtle level thinking is not stop. This very subtle level is a, like an internal dialogue. They are talking, chattering. This thinking is more subtle. So time they come, they, this kind of thinking is cannot stop.
Never stop?
Not, never stop means they come, go, they come, go. Like a storyline or memory, like focus, you awareness, then they are stopped. But this chattering is come, continue coming. Whatever you see, they are talking all the time. The memory, naming, the choosing something, the mind say something. You always they are talking. That time you continue watching this talking come. Right? Subtle level thinking is always something you talk. So gross level is you notice this disappear. Because this is not very important. Right?
So I'm not able to notice the very subtle thinking, right?
Yeah, not yet. Right,
I'm
right.
Not, okay.
When you notice the subtle level thinking arising, the chattering, then you can continue to watch the thoughts. Right, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sayadaw, I've got this question. Sanya recognizes the concepts.
No, Sanya created the concepts.
Creates the concepts. Right, but the question stays the same anyway.
Okay.
And these concepts that are created by Sanya are impure. They are like we don't see clearly the things that are
very fast, very quick, very fast. Depending on your awareness, you mm-hmm. can you if your awareness is very sharp, very very fast, then you can recognize they are walking.
Mm-hmm.
You can see Sanya.
Yes, right. Sanya also one kind of function can know. Vedana, you can know the Vedana, right? Feeling. Yeah, right.
Okay, but even if Sanya creates concepts, concepts are faulty, so basically Sanya is faulty as a
quality.
As a quality. It's characteristic. False
his
reality.
Own characteristic. Sanya has also his own characteristic, have perception.
He said
faulty. Quality?
Faulty.
Faulty.
Feel wrong.
Oh, wrong Sanya. Wrong yeah. Sanya. Sometimes they doing wrong.
He's saying that Sanya is always concept, not real.
Since concept...
But Sanya itself is reality.
No, it's Sanya conceptual
is
reality.
Sanya is mind. His job is a reality.
I'm at loss. I thought that Sanya was creating concepts, not reality.
No. Concept is not reality. Sanya is reality.
Okay, so that's something different
right.
than I thought.
Meaning different, right? Concept is not reality. Sanya is reality. These four kana, Sanya, Vedana, Sankara, and feeling, Vedana is reality.
Mm.
That's why you cannot stop the concept.
Mm.
Concept is also this the Sanya has created concept, right? So Sanya itself is a reality. You cannot stop the concept.
Mm.
Every time you hear the sound, the mind so fast, the mind know already what sound.
So Sanya is both reality and creates concepts
yes.
about reality.
Yes, right. You can know that Sanya is working.
Mm-hmm.
You can realize, you can understand Sanya is working, yeah.
And about those concepts, is it a right recollection if there will be like concepts first, then followed by defilements, then by grasping of that,
right.
and then by intention, and then by action?
Yeah, the process is coming.
Yeah.
Many steps, very fast.
So
right.
Basically, like, I don't need to watch for intentions. I'd rather like focus on... grasping the arising of concepts.
You can see this process is better. If your awareness can see that this process happening is better. first you need to contact. After the mind process happening, you see the whole process is very good.
Can you describe
you,
the process again?
Contact the Vedana, with become Vedana. And the this Vedana, the little Vedana is different. The object and mind contact is the, this is neutral Vedana happening. That time, no meaning yet. That time also Sanya is working, then create a Sanya, then next mind believe that this Sanya, and judging, identify, then craving, defilement coming, and next feeling is present, unpleasant coming. Vedana is coming. This Vedana is very subtle. Very difficult to see this neutral Vedana. We are only see the present, unpleasant feeling. It's obvious. This is many steps already. So this process, you can see this process is very clearly, then this is a, there is a no personal, it's very obvious. Nobody do it.
Can you repeat it again slowly? Sorry.
Okay, contact. Mind and object contact. There's a knowing.
Yeah.
Knowing and Vedana. Some Vedana, without Vedana, you cannot know. Right? That time is neutral, no meaning yet. Then the Sanya also working. Sanya create the concept, you put the name, meaning. Then next mind is, judging or identify. The process coming. Then defilement can arising. Identify, after identify, defilement coming. Then feeling is present, unpresent, you,
okay.
Right.
How can there be this first Vedana you are talking about in contact?
Huh?
Vedana is always giving a quality of pleasant or unpleasant or neutral.
No, Vedana is no pleasant, no unpleasant. Vedana is a Vedana. He is just a Vedana. Is just a feel the object.
Just a
feel the object.
Feel the object.
Feel the object. Feeling is feel the object.
Without any quality.
Yeah, that time is a neutral. No pleasant, no unpleasant, just neutral.
Another point, I mean, in the body there's different sensations, states.
Right.
And they either reflect spontaneous, you know, decisions, reactions or whatever, or they reflect old patterns which have built up in the mind, you know?
Right.
And so, according to this, the sensations that can be more fixed in the body, more strong in the body if they reflect patterns of the mind, then you have certain problems here or certain problems here in the body.
Yeah, the location, then.
Yes, so there is this relationship, and we always react to these sensations in the body.
Right, always.
Always. So if they're unpleasant...
If you have a deluded old pattern, the old pattern is you are not aware, automatic reaction is deluded already. Automatic reaction is deluded because of his very old pattern. Deluded is leading, there is all defilement arising. So this defilement pattern.
Okay.
So you know the how to say Prisatamubada. Yeah, the Prisatamubada is wheel of. Right. This happening is because of avijja.
Avijja
is happening, this avijja, vedana and tanha happening. And this process happening, right? If avijja become vijja, wisdom, the process stop. This pattern change. This pattern or stop it. This is this way or that way.
Okay.
Right. This is because of avijja and vijja. Right.
And...
We cannot change the whole process inside this process because of this is a theory. Very fast. Happening thing. Which are happening, this must be happening. This whole process, you cannot go involved in interfere. Finish. Then suffering. You can do only this, the mind, when the contact, avijja is involved. If you have a wisdom, there's no suffering anymore. If you have a deluded, then feeling is suffering. The whole process happening and suffering is coming. Defilement can come, right.
And very practical. If one has to do with certain strong sensation in the body, like in the neck or here, how to deal with it in the best way, just to stay equanimous?
I advise the yogi is to think right away about this pain is nature. Then watch your feeling, unpleasant feeling already there. Every time you notice the pain, the suffering is already there. This pattern is happening, right? You notice the pain, suffering, unpleasant, resistant, anger is already there. So we watch the anger first. If your anger is going down, that time you can watch the pain, then you can watch the pain. If you have a mind, inside the mind, if anger, that time you will not watch the pain yet. Because you're not ready yet. The mind is not right mood. Because the anger is peace. So you can watch the anger, watch the pain with the anger, then the pain it will become bigger and bigger, stronger and stronger, more gross, more painful because of anger watching. So we need to change our mind first. How to change? So intentionally we think about knowledge, think about as a nature, right view. Or this is impersonal, this is a nature, this is an object. So we accept that this first, this pain is nature. Then we don't have a negative idea about the pain. If you have a negative idea of the pain, they might become angry already there. So we change our thoughts first, then watch your feeling. Still have unpleasant because of we are the whole life. Never we think as the pain is good, right? Mm-hmm. All the time anger object. Pain is anger object. Every time we notice the pain, immediate anger is already there. Then we will need to watch the anger first.
Mm-hmm.
If anger is going down, there's a two way. You have a right view, you can understanding that the pain is nature, anger is going down immediately. This is impersonal. If you have understanding, then the anger is going down. If you wisdom is not understanding yet, this is an intellectual level, still angry is still happening. That time you can do this, watch the anger directly, continuously watch the feeling, then concentration is coming, the feeling is anger is slowly going down. Then anger disappear, decrease. That time, you can watch the pain. That time, you can feel the view is different. Because when the anger, mind have anger, you see the pain is very gross. When the mind change, mind calm down, or the mind become acceptance, the mind calm down, then you come to the pain. That time, the pain meaning different. Okay. View different. That time, we cannot think about this as pain. View is different. This is not solid. There's a many subtle movement together combining like this. We cannot call that, and that time is a meaning of pain is disappear. That time, you can understand something about this is a nature or this is an object. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Only we can dealing with these two things, wisdom or concentration.
Yeah, but pain in a way is quite extreme. I mean, usually it's more like stiffness or tension or something right. Like that. It's not always pain.
Sometimes the pain is still there, but your view is changing, the mind is changing because of your mind quality change. The pain is happening itself. Body, because of this pain is, the body happening is because of four causes. Not only the mind. Mind is one cause. There's a four cause, this happening, rely on that, this bodily, this physical happened because of four causes.
What for?
One is mind, one is a karma affected. Some pain is you cannot disappear, always pain coming because of bad karma effect. Because of mind and nutrition, you eat something, you sick. Weather, you cannot control weather, also sick, can die. Right? Body broken. You can balance. There's four elements is not balanced, must be bodily pain coming. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
What I've done with pain is to bring the right view to the anger.
Right.
So notice anger as nature.
Yes.
So I just wanted to point that out as well because you.
This is understanding. If you anger, you watch the anger. Anger is, if you have some wisdom arising, anger gone.
Yes.
When the anger gone, you come to the pain. The pain is different view.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you mean anger is nature?
Anger is impersonal.
Impersonal.
Anger is not all the time happening because of the pain coming, anger coming. Right? This is the conditioning. Okay. Because of past conditioning. Yeah, conditioning means it's no personal, impersonal. Mm. Right? This is a cause and effect process. That's why I call this nature. Mm. Nature, in the nature, is no personal. Because the cause and effect process is happening. Mm. That means it's nature. Mm. So anger is not all the time happening in your mind. Mm-mm. Right? So because of conditioning, the arising. Mm-hmm. Because before, you are always react to the pain. The anger come. Because of, we don't know, every time the pain comes, we are thinking is this is not good, not bad, not good. That's why the mind always resist. Mm. This pattern is a long time. Mm. So now also this pattern come again. This is not you creating. This is not you. Mm. This is conditioning.
And
right.
About the pain that he was, so when one is able to calmly look at something that is uncomfortable or painful,
right.
Maybe something in the body.
Gross sensation, right?
Gross sensation?
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is not called, that time, if you have no reaction, the
yeah.
pain become, you can tell the name different, gross sensation.
Gross sensation, right? Yeah. And so, how, I didn't, because it happened to me and I was looking at it, but then it started moving and then I didn't know if I should stay with it. Should I stay with it? I mean, it wasn't troubling me.
If you not resist this object, that time you can learn, continuously learn what it is, how this changing, how this happening, how they are come and go, whatever. You can watch.
Just watch.
You can interest it continuously. If you want to understanding, then this pain is what is the pain.
Okay.
What pain is what? What's the pain characteristic? What's the pain nature?
Mm.
If you want to understand and continue watching, if you without the anger.
With mind, stable mind.
Right, yeah. Right view and equanimity and watch the pain.
Mm-hmm.
The pain is this anger, put the name. The mm-hmm. pain is anger, put the name. If really, really in the mind, if no anger anymore, very strange. You so watch the pain. That time the pain is very strange. Yeah.
Mm.
Because opposite view, opposite mind can see the opposite view. For example, the 1%, each person. Oh, sometimes you angry. When you angry, then you look this person is lovely or ugly. Huh? When you have a loving kindness coming, when do you see this person? Lovely or ugly?
Lovely, when you have loving kindness.
That's why it depends on your mind quality, then you see the object different.
Yeah.
So that's why don't focus too much of the object. This object is sometimes you cannot say this is real. Right?
Right.
Depend on your state of mind, the mind interpreting, then you see that this object. Cannot believe this object. Only the there's a no defilement, then you can understand as it is. That's why the vipassana is that be careful about your mind.
Mm.
The mind must be purified, then wisdom arising, then you can understand the nature as it is. In the mind, watching mind is a lot of defilement. You cannot understand anymore. Whatever you watch, for how much you concentrate, you concentrate, but you cannot understand it as it is.
So maybe it's better where I'm at to observe it. If it comes up, but be more observant on the mind.
Yes, back and forth. That's why we need to check what state of mind and you watch this object.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mind is so quick, so fast,
mm.
and so deluded.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot believe our thought, our mind. Right? A lot of delusion is there. That's why we need to check our mind first. The mind is like what Buddha advises. Like the water. Water is clear. Whatever crossed in front of the water, you can see the shape. If the water is shaking, you cannot see the shape. And if water is a lot of dust, you cannot see. Right? Depend on this. This is a mind. If your quality of mind is clear, whatever crosses in front of him, then you can see clearly what it is. This is a example. He explained the example. So you need mind is more purified. Then you can understand it as it is. Because of, like a vijja and vijja, right? Delusion and wisdom. So we need to grow up our quality of mind. We not try to change the object. If you are craving and you want to see the object, you cannot understand rising. Right?
Yeah, yesterday that we talked about how I was craving something special.
Right.
I stopped craving and I just sat, I saw the quality of my mind change.
Yes, right. Should be. This is a meditating mind. That's why it's a meditating mind. Must be wholesome mind, purified mind. Must be. The mirror is clear. Everything is appear in the mind, in the mirror. Right? We need to clean our mirror, but our mirror is too dirty. A lot of defilement. So that's why the practice, Buddhism practice is Sila Samadhi Panya. All are clean the defilement. In them, clear the mind, defilement clear. Defilement clear, your beauty, the whole world is upside down. Oh, no, right side up. Upside down is in the negative. Right side up. Right.
Both anger and fear is aversion. But there is a quality difference. Between them. Can you describe them?
Yeah. In the Pali, it's only anger. Mm-hmm. But anger, upset, depressed, fear, worry, anxiety, all are including the anger group.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yes, but the feeling of them, the feeling of anger and the feeling
they have a characteristic. Fear is different. Worry also different, but they are all suffering, right? Fear is fear, something. Worry is worry. They have the characteristics they have.
I just wonder why it's different if it's the same thing.
Same thing. No, this is a group, not same thing.
Same group.
Same, the branch, different branch under this group.
Dosa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pali called dosa. Dosa is destroyed because he angry. Because he cannot get what he wants. So everything also because of opposite of craving. You are too much attached, you are worried.
Mm-hmm. But is it like I can describe, for example, a fear by anger? I can deconstruct the fear into anger. Like, for example, you told about depression, how it's a reversed form of anger, that you cannot let out your anger and then you become depressed. So can one describe fear in a similar way or
describe.
Not? Yes.
There's angry is a basic, is a two nature, up explore angry or depressed angry.
Mm-hmm.
And worry, anxiety is a different meaning. Different meaning.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what is basic in what is the basic?
Basic is an angry craving, delusion, craving, aversion. This is a base tree. Every defilement is come from this tree. There is the six root. This is a theory. Six root. This is a good quality of mind tree. Alobha, adosa, amoha. Non delusion. This is wisdom. Non delusion, non craving, non aversion.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good state of mind, three. Best state of mind is delusion, craving, aversion. This is a sick root. Other thing is come from this branch.
But what I've meant is what is like a common denominator of dosa group. I mean, if it is anger,
I don't know why that DOE said like this.
Oh.
In the delusion is a separate tinamida. Delusion, tinamida is sleepiness, laziness, wandering mind, nowhere, wandering, daydreaming, and doubt. This is a moha state, delusion state. Actually, by why? Because of delusion state is because of there is no wisdom. No wisdom, you cannot interest, and lazy. Don't want to, cannot want to do the good things. Because of wisdom is not arise. If your wisdom arise, he know this is good. You not lazy. You must do something. Right? This is a deluded branch. And craving is attachment. Craving nature is like a sticky to the object, to hold it, attached to the holding the object, this object.
So to like recap what you said, the anger, fear, depression, worry, anxiety are simply different branches, and that's it.
Yes, right.
That's it. Okay.
We can put inside there. Unskillful mind.
I thought they were more fluid. That's why I asked that one can transform into
because
another and another.
Because there's a mental state. Many mental states have. You can learn from the Abhidhamma. They said now only the mind is three mind and three good mind, three bad mind, right? But if you can, every one mind have many mental state can happen together, same time. One mind, many mental state happening. This is what we call cittatika. Citta, cittatika, rupa, and nibbana, this is reality. Cittatika also reality. Because of this, cittatika and mind is happen together, disappear together. They explain about this water. Water is mind. The kala powder is cittatika. You put the kala powder in the water, the whole water is become red, become green. So you cannot separate. But theory is you can say detail, right? There's many cittatika. Basically, the good cittatika is 14 of 25. Good cittatika is 25. Best cittatika, bad mental state is 14. But our mind have most of happening can happen is bad cittatika.
Thank you.
Listen, you need to learn from the Abhidhamma detail, then you can understand more. We can watch is a suffering feeling, that's all.
One question that came up a little while ago about thinking and thinking happening continuously, that the subtle thinking that doesn't stop. Can you include other things?
Doesn't stop mean is non-stop happening.
It's non-stop, yeah.
Come and go, come and go, come and go, like this.
Okay.
Not instantly, not like this.
Right.
Chattering is talking all the time. Any contact come, they need to put the meaning, judging, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that does that include mental images? Mental seeing?
Mental seeing is because of meaning. The mind thinking about the meaning, then the image arising.
Images and memories and
the thinking is can create image and sometimes the voice sound. Inner voice.
Yes.
So image, voice, and any sense door he can create.
Yeah.
In the mind door, he can create the five sense door, but not real. In the mind door appear, not real door. For example, you remember the some smell. When you have a concentration good, you remember the smell.
Yeah.
Like a real. In the mind is because of the mind is very obvious. So concentration is good. The mind object is a mind door is very obvious. That time, the mind create the smell is in the mind very obvious. That time people think believing, he think this is real.
Yes.
For example, the eye door and mind door. You see the rope and but the mind door create the snake. Right. Then sometimes you believed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Real. So the afraid coming.
Yeah, yeah. So there's just this mental chattering is from different sense doors. You can have its associations with
you can create
them
in the mind door.
All
five sense door.
Does it include as well different perceptions or different feelings or intentions? Is that all part of the same chatter?
Intention is a reality. Different. No. Perception. Intention. This is Sankhara group. Intention happening in the mind door.
Yes.
Yeah. It can happen in the mind door. Feeling also happening in the mind door.
Yeah.
The imagination is because of contact that the Sankhara create. Perception is when you make the object, the perception working. After perception working, the mind memory. You can recall the memory is a Sankhara. This is not perception.
Okay.
For example, he can think many ways. One yogi sitting meditation, there is a sound, coconut tree, boom. He's in the mind door. He saw someone on the coconut tree like this. He only see the sound about coconut fall down the ground. Boom. He's sitting, but it image come in the mind is someone on the coconut tree is appear. So the mind think, what happening? Immediately the image are coming.
Yes. Okay. So just a little bit about my practice. Generally, quite a lot of contentment, absorption, and interest happening. Some things that have helped are seeing, I think you used a phrase, seeing as much as I can see or being knowing as much as I know at the moment. And what this is helping me realize is where I look for more, try and make more happen. And so, and when interest starts to become forcing, forcing something to happen.
Craving pushing you.
Yes.
Then energy is coming.
Yes. So more seeing that more.
Right. That's
that
better.
Yeah.
Right. This is more important than how the craving come to the practice.
Yes.
If you don't know, they are very smart, very quick, very subtle. Yeah. They come many way.
Realizing that I have, I'm changing my idea or changing the experience of knowing with less force, less craving in the mind.
Yes.
Then knowing can be much. The idea around knowing is changing.
Yes.
That knowing
the mind, watching mind has more subtle down, more less defilement. The mind become more calmer.
Yeah.
You can see the mind. Characteristic mind mode see the changing.
Yes.
Obvious, right?
Yeah, I see that the mind knows things that I dismissed. I dismissed because I was looking for something else.
Yeah, right.
Looking for something different.
That's why you're eager to see, then you cannot see.
Yes.
You can, if you're eager to see, it's one thing. If you're not eager to see one thing, you can see many things.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So more seeing is happening.
That's right. That should be.
Okay. So I'm quite appreciating seeing defilements in the mind.
Because of defilement, many defilement arising every sense door.
And this morning I was remembering what you were saying about. You've said it many times, but this time
many times you're not here.
That's right.
Sometimes you hear.
Yeah. So you're talking about working with good and bad experiences. Doesn't matter whether it's good or bad experience.
Right.
And this morning I started to develop another migraine.
Okay.
I think from being in the sun, but being in the sun and not noticing, seeing more defilements came. So a combination of weather out of balance.
That's why
and
I think
defilement.
Bathing the sun is why you bathing the sun. basically why people are beating the sun.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Motivation is what?
Yeah.
Craving.
Yes.
What do you mean, bathing?
Bathing, sunbathing. Sunbathing.
Because they like warmer.
Yeah.
They like warm.
Yeah.
So why do you follow the liking? That's why you become
a headache. That's right. So I wasn't actually sunbathing. I was doing walking meditation. Yeah. But but in the background of my mind, I was sunbathing
as well.
Right. So more defilements came. Right. And then after 45 minutes, I start to get
This is not for healthy, nah? This is not for healthy, for craving, feed the craving.
Yes. Yeah. So I could see.
Because they don't like cold.
Cold.
All the time cold, they are all resistant to cold. That's why opposite come, the mind craving come, boom.
Yes.
That's why if the sunshine day, everybody come out.
Yes. Well, yes, especially if you come from England.
Right? What?
Yes.
Okay. And in our Eastern people is opposite.
And when you come to England, you will see as well. Not much though.
Because we are all the time hot, sweat. So cold, we like.
Yes.
But here, all the time cold, don't like.
That's right.
If summer is warm, they like.
Yeah.
It is opposite.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's ego too.
Why?
In my country, it can be very warm in Colombia and South America. People take the sun to have their skin.
Yeah, because of wanting something, right? They want something, that's why they come out, right?
Anyway, so I started to develop a migraine. What came into my mind was this thing of working with good or bad experience. So this is a bad experience, and I could see in the mind not wanting.
A bad experience or good experience, whatever experience is experience, right?
But when I remember,
good and bad is you're judging.
Yeah, but when I remembered you saying about working with good or bad experiences was like right view coming in, saying, okay, so this is just another experience.
Yes.
Just work
experience
with this experience.
And object.
Yeah.
Right.
And the suffering decreased a lot.
Right,
a lot.
Right.
The pain, in a way, the physical pain stayed the same, but the suffering of...
Nasty pain. Migraine. Yeah. Not normal pain.
No. It's not nice pain.
I saw you like another one is a Katia, Russia, Turkey, Russia. She also migraine all the time.
Yeah.
But she's now migraine there, less.
Yes.
Migraine there, but no reaction.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
You learn from the pain already.
Yeah. So the reaction.
That's why Buddha said.
Disappear.
Let the body pain. Don't let the mind pain.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You can change your mind. The body is cannot control it.
So the knowing of right view onto the reaction, and the reaction dropping away.
Right, because of right view is right view is wisdom.
Yeah.
Because of understanding that the any defilement is must be down. Because of opposite nature.
Yeah. And then I was just able to observe the pain, then the defilement, pain, go between mind and pain.
Yeah,
and,
right. Yeah. The pain is no problem.
Now it's okay. It's not really there. Yeah.
When you sick, that's why the meditator, non-meditator, if you sick, they are very angry. If you become sick, the mind more angry. They cannot do what they want. And sickness, it's obvious, all the time pain, the mind, all the time anger. So the mind not peaceful. But meditator, when the sickness comes, the mind is more calmer. That time the mind is passive, not active. You're not interested in anything. When you sick, the mind not interest, not want to do anything, the mind is more passive.
Right.
So more calm, more peaceful. Yeah. It's the opposite, different way.
Yeah.
Right. And also, objects obvious, awareness also better. Right?
Yes, yeah. It's a clear object. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Since last time, when I was speaking about nature, that, and it is actually the beginning of this practice to consider concepts or what we are surrounded by, what we think it's reality, impersonal, so nature.
Mm.
But it's also a final point of the practice, because when you are experience, when the mind knows it in really, then mm-hmm. it is the end of, I mean, it is the knowledge, wisdom is there.
Okay, you know and understand. Wait,
I'm not there. Right. I'm just saying that it's different grades.
Okay. Every time you notice that, then wisdom is, if your wisdom is present, then there's no defilement anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The point is that after that, there has come doubt, and the mind saw it, so it was disappearing quite quickly. But the doubt was coming back in different moments during the day. And so the mind started to do wrong effort, too much effort.
Mm.
So it was very suffering.
Mm.
But it was turning again to seeing it as a... go back to nature, to the natural process.
You forget that time. You forget to think right away.
It is moha. It's too much.
Right.
You don't. The mind cannot.
Cannot think right away.
Tries to put it in
right
all.
Way.
Try and I see the mind is like trying to figure out reality, not looking at reality. So when the mind discovers that reality is the kilesa that is present, then that is reality. That is okay. It's reality right now. So you cannot do anything about it. Just look at it.
Yeah.
And so things change all the time. So it's not sticking. Mm. So the question is, during when awareness is good, is it possible to catch when the mind is through, getting into some is in contact with some part of the body to solidify the identification into something, because then comes another mind.
You can see the process.
No, I wonder, is it possible?
Possible.
Yeah, because I've seen some, but I didn't
possible.
See the process.
Possible.
I saw only.
Right. Possible. You can, if you depend on your awareness and your wisdom is more stronger and stronger.
Yeah, it's minimal.
You can see this process. Mm.
And then another thing is, I've noticed that before doing an action, it has happened sometimes a very quick picture of what the action is going to be.
See again.
So before drinking a cup of tea, I have the cup there. I can go away. I can go and sit. I can go and walk. No, I want to take. The mind wants this
intention
to drink tea.
Yeah.
But I wonder that the mind saw a picture of the cup of tea, like this.
Oh yeah, because of you remember you thinking about this process, this story, you want to drink.
Yeah,
so the mind start to think.
Yeah,
start think the image is coming.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I have not clear how intention is perceived or experienced. Is that part of the process of intention?
Yes.
Yeah.
The intention is want to do, but this is the mind, the sankhara, remember, callback, thinking about the memory.
Mm. But it's a very quick thing.
Yes.
It's
and
it can repeat. I have the feeling that it's like repeating very much until it comes to the movement or to
but
the.
But this is a different mind.
It's different minds.
Yeah, different mind.
But it comes one and it comes one.
Yeah. Right. Huh. Very fast. So.
And then I think that there is a lot of wisdom to arise, that has to arise, because in the mind it happens sometimes that there is some kind of bubbling, like mineral water, a lot of bubbles, of things that moves. The mind doesn't see, and so it got excited when it happens. And the only thing I could do was to look at the mind, because the mind doesn't see anything. It's just like quick thing. I don't know what it is. I don't see. The mind doesn't
see. But you know very fast, right?
It's very very fast.
That's enough.
Yeah.
You know something happened, right?
Something happened.
This is an object.
Yeah. An object.
No, without object. This is an object.
Yeah.
But you don't see, you don't understand clearly what's happening.
Exactly. No problem. There is no wisdom.
We need to know happening.
Yeah. Something happens.
Experiential, experience or happening, you notice is enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed that the mind was getting excited because something is happening that was different.
Yeah, right.
And so, and there is this craving.
You cannot create. You cannot create. This is a wisdom nature.
Yeah.
Wisdom and awareness very sharp, then you can understand. For example, one yogi told me her experience. Every time we are aware of our thoughts, it's a sentence. Mm. The mind says something, sentence, then we know this thought. Slowly, awareness becomes sharp. She recognized the beginning of sentence. Mm. Then sentence not coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And sentence to stop. Not coming continuously, but the wisdom, there is a wisdom there. He realized there is something happening already. The story is already finished. Very subtle level. The story is thinking finished. This thinking finished, then sentence create the sentence will come in later. So we are trying to know that, only know that this sentence. There is a many steps already there. So that's why the mind will recognize that their story is finished already.
Mm, mm.
Thinking finished already. After thinking finished, then another create the mind, create the sentence or image. But people only know the image appear. They don't know what the mind thinking. Then people say, I'm not thinking. You're not thinking, the mind think. This is the mind, the nature job. But you think it's you intentionally think it's you. You are intentionally thinking this is not you. That's why people doubt. I'm not thinking, why the image coming? This is a conditioning. Thinking happening, image happening, boom, boom. But this is not you, nothing to you. They happen itself. If you can see that this whole process, then another is more obvious.
Mm.
There's no personal. Without, no need to, no, I self cannot involve. This is happening itself.
And for example, it's lunchtime or just before lunchtime, there is some movement in the stomach, and to see the movement and to see the arising of the greed and the arising of the dosa doesn't want the greed. It's unpleasant. So it is that one is getting greedy and at the same time a little bit anger because want to
very fast.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're happening one by one, but very fast you can see it by both.
Yeah, right. I don't see that disappear. I see them together. I noticed that when the right view is there, there is an incredible joy in the practice.
Mm.
It's really. Right. Joy, not joy, I don't know.
Smooth.
It's very,
right, it's
very
smooth.
Happy
right.
inside the mind. And that awareness has a quality of, it's like everything has to be more simple. At the beginning, there was an effort to do things. And when the
right view is appear, right view is most understanding, is most stronger and stronger, nothing to do too much.
Yeah.
Because wisdom is present. Wisdom is present, they happen in itself.
Yeah.
So the awareness also, he do his job.
It's like
no need to be angry or defilement also not coming. So meditation is like a smooth, very smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why when you are understanding the nature is working, personal is no need to involve anymore. So nature, meditate nature. Mm. No personal meditator. I'm not meditating. Nobody meditating. Nature, meditate nature. Mm.
When there are gaps in awareness, then it can kilesa can arise very quickly and take and pollute the observing mind at different levels. Sometimes it's very polluted, sometimes it starts to be polluted, but you see the self thoughts.
So
or
this
pictures.
Is a depend on your how your practice is continuity, how strong your wisdom, how strong or not. This depends on this, then happening is change.
Yeah.
Right.
But is there any advice when there is, because doubt is very tricky.
Whatever you said, your awareness become better and better, but
But when the contact is happening, defilement is first.
Yeah.
Your wisdom awareness always late.
Yeah, they come after. Yeah.
This is your level.
Yeah, everyone has one level.
This is your level.
What is the suggestion when doubt arises?
When
doubt...
Because of wisdom, not enough.
I don't want to know when. I want to know what to do when wisdom...
Or when doubt is arising.
Doubt arising.
The same. Any defilement, yeah, the same principle.
No more advice than the usual.
The same.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
What?
The feeling associated with
that.
Yes.
What? Notice the feeling associated with doubt, with the
kilesa
that is arising.
With doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything about the thought or feeling, whatever. And also, there's a doubt. You can watch the beyond the thought also have a doubt. You can feel that this, the mind, doubt mind. Mm. You can watch doubt mind or feeling.
Yeah.
If you have a mind defilement, there's a feeling. Unpleasant feeling must be there.
Yeah.
Confusing.
Unpleasant, anyway. Mm.
So we are trying very hard, but every time the defilement is fast.
A question about the practice.
Right.
After some time of intense pressure inside the head, not in the forehead, but like through the head, had this
pressure.
Yes, like crushing.
Okay.
I had this experience of.
How long?
For let's say half a day.
Or not happening before? Not happening.
Before that.
Yeah.
Ever. Well, I think so. Yes.
Every time you meditate.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. Usually, it's a pressure in the forehead.
Yeah. Usually, if you're not meditate, this feeling not happen.
No, right? No. It's
when you meditate, this is happen.
Okay, but the question, but actually, it's what comes next after that. I've noticed myself, or I've noticed. Perceiving the perceiving. I was seeing me seeing, and at the same time I was seeing with sights, smelling the grass,
the sense doors.
Yes, and this perceiving was of different quality. Well, it was of a mind quality. It was not of a sight quality, like seeing myself. Oh, what I'm doing, but of seeing myself with the mind, but not as of in thinking. Oh, I'm meditating. It was just seeing.
Yeah, seeing is the seeing mind. Consciousness is to see the object.
Yes, but this time it was the observation of other objects was the object of our observation.
Observation, the observation awareness?
Yes.
So
awareness like became an object of awareness?
Yes. You can. This is this depend on your wisdom, understanding increase. Then automatic, the mind is become more wide and more blue. More wider. That's why this observation also including observation also become object. The mind is like next step back, like this.
Yes, and at the same time I was seeing all the things I was seeing before.
Yes, right. Yes. That's why we call awareness of, some people they use this awareness of awareness. But this is difficult to understand. The mind recognize awareness is happening. That is more easy to understand. Yeah.
Quite often one hears the reproach towards Buddhism that it is too focused on one's own liberation.
Yes, right.
So the whole practice
not
we are doing...
self-liberation. Because you can directly can know it's only this thing.
Right?
That's why we need to... This is real. That's why we need to watch this. We cannot direct experience other people.
Right.
We can direct experience is that only sense door. That's why if you can understand deeply, you must aware of this direct experience. Okay, that's why we call experientially understanding.
Yeah, I get that point. But where exactly or how exactly does now love, compassion, sympathetic joy, how does it come into this very insight practice? How do you combine
Because of no defilement, no deluded, because opposite. Anger opposite is loving kindness. Anger opposite is loving kindness.
Opposite,
without anger, loving kindness is naturally appear. Because opposite. Because opposite. Dosa and non-dosa, right? Loving kindness is non-dosa. Non-dosa, right? So dosa and non-dosa is opposite. So this happening, this cannot happen. This cannot happen, this happen.
Well, I mean, if anger stops, we have non-anger. We have adosa.
Yeah, adosa.
But then
is a
to go
kindness.
From adosa to metta or to karuna is a positive,
positive
feeling. This
right.
is this is more than adosa.
Yes, right.
Right?
Yes.
So you have to cultivate it because it's more.
Yes, right.
It's not just coming automatically
right.
by anger disappearing.
Right.
So this is another kind of work you have to do to cultivate compassion,
that's
sympathy.
That's why we said meditation is cultivation. I said all the time, meditation is cultivation, only the concentrate. You know?
Okay, but is this a different type of meditation? I mean, insight practice, what we are doing here, understanding body, mind, you know, learning to understand it as nature, as impersonal, through right view and everything.
This is a vipassana understanding.
Is vipassana, leads to liberation. But how do we, out of this or in this, cultivate sympathy, compassion, sympathetic joy? How does it exactly come
cultivate.
In here?
Cultivate.
Through thinking about others, right?
Yes, thinking, you can create your thinking, you can get more, but if you more understand, it's easy to arising. If you're not understanding, you need to use a lot of effort to think this way.
If one understands oneself, then you can understand.
Sometimes unconsciously, you are anger. Then you create a loving kindness. There sometimes is not
Doesn't
smooth.
Work.
There's a conflict.
Yeah, sure.
Unconsciously conflict. You consciously you try to practice may always happy, but you try to cultivate your loving kindness. But unconsciously, sometimes angry there.
Okay.
So better is if you can change to the anger finish, then loving kindness cultivate the loving kindness very easy. Every time you see the object, naturally loving kindness coming. Because there's no anger.
Is it so that to the degree that we understand ourselves,
we
can automatically understand others? To the degree that we get rid of our own suffering, we automatically perceive the suffering of others, right?
That's why we watch ourselves first.
Okay.
You know yourself first, then you can understand other people. You can only experientially realization is only this. That's why the Buddha said, go inside.
But then it would mean you don't need an extra effort. This would mean that no extra effort is necessary because you understand yourself.
Yes.
Automatically, you can understand others.
Right.
So you don't extra cultivate love or compassion, right?
Yeah, right. No problem. No need to other things. You're more aware of yourself. More pay attention about yourself.
Yeah, but then I have because usually in Buddhism they have metta meditation, karuna meditation. This is a completely different type of meditation. You cultivate it through concept.
Because
you think about
the concept
person,
right.
and this is a different thing.
Because this practice is the object is a concept, not reality. This metta, karuna, mudita, brahma. So this brahma vihara, four kind of brahma vihara, is object is concept, pasana. Now vipassana is impersonal. There's we can call samatha practice. This is samatha practice. Object is a concept. People, animal, being.
But then love and compassion is not an automatic result of insight practice.
If
it's only a result of samatha practice.
If you have practice all the time, this quality become more stronger and stronger. This become natural process can happen. Every time you see the people, you create, cultivate the this quality of mind. So this has become pattern, then automatic. Automatic is because of pattern. Again, repeat again, become automatic.
Okay. One more point. You talked about dependent origination, right? The circle. I understand the different elements, but how exactly do you explain the connection between the first three? First is avijja, second is consciousness, vijnana, and third is name and form, or body and mind.
Pyachyatana, huh? I forget this.
Second is sankhara.
Sankhara is vijnana, knowing.
Vijnana, right.
Vijnana is namarupa.
Right.
Namarupa is talayana.
Genau. Right, so the first four, how?
I forget this.
Yeah, it's difficult.
So whatever. I only remember is avijja and vijja finish. This is a shortcut. This is the main key, right? Avijja become avijja, that's everything okay.
Okay.
Because of my teacher also teach like that. If you know, stop. If you don't know, run. That's all.
If you don't know what?
Run. I'm not really learning about this detail, so I don't know about this detail. If after learning, I can tell you later.
Okay. No, I wasn't interested in the theory. I was wondering whether there's a direct connection to this practice we are doing here.
Yes.
Of those first four, you know?
Right.
Later it's clear, contact, feeling, and so on.
Right.
That can be easily combined with Vipassana practice,
right,
you know?
Right.
But the first four is more difficult to understand in the context of Vipassana.
Right.
So that's why I would be interested in your view.
So every time you try to, every contact, this is an object and mind contact, then you try to aware. Try to get the avijja present, right?
Okay. Thank you.
This morning I was doing walking meditation, and I was seeing the shadow of the sun, and as I kept walking, the shadow kept moving, and then I stopped and tried to think of the direction the sun was moving. And my awareness stopped because I was focusing.
Yeah, focus and thinking.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Been thinking, because sometimes I can observe thinking.
Yeah.
But this was like a...
Then you are involved with the thinking. That's why awareness gone. Right.
And then also when I was thinking of some photos I want to do.
Right.
Also the same thing happened. So when I go back and I have to do... how would you call it? Directional thinking, thinking with a purpose, not just the thoughts coming in and out that I can more easily observe. How do to maintain my awareness then?
Whatever the mind happening, if you are aware, first you need to know what is the mind. Yeah, you can observe this as object. If you know, if you skill this, how to watch the mind, totally continue watch the mind. That's it. Then every mind, one mind, another mind, another mind, every mind come, you step back, recognize, step back, recognize, step back, recognize, that's all. But this is a practice. Sometimes you are in the mind, this is a liking or disliking come, you can aware of disliking. If you can aware, you cannot lose. If you cannot aware so quick, so fast, so subtle level, the craving come, the awareness lost. Because the craving is the process, craving is pushing the process. Mm. So this is a practice. Again and again, and also subtle level, not gross level. They are happening in most subtle level, started. Then slowly gross level coming, then that time the process happening. If you don't see that this subtle level, very difficult to say, cannot lose. Cannot maintain the continuously difficult. So more practice and becoming more habit and habit, whatever happened, the mind become habit, next step, back up, recognize. So then you cannot miss. Every mind come, the mind awareness back up and recognize. This is a become habit. Yeah. Now sometimes the craving come, the awareness gone. Because of the awareness is not very strong yet, not happy yet. So you need to practice like this. Try to aware every mind comes. Try to recognize. Just recognize. Try to recognize. That's all. You can do this.
And even if it's past, like I just saw the craving. Oh, there I was craving. It's okay even to little recognize bit. In the
yeah,
the mind notice, that just
yeah,
passed.
There's a craving. Then you can start with the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a, this is a, but if you pass to there's intensity. If you're craving, but happening, but it's a strong, then you can feel until now. The intensity is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, for example, in the dream, you're afraid. You wake up.
It's still, yeah.
Fears, the feeling is still there. Right. There is some, they also have momentum. And also become very, if definement is more stronger than your good quality of mind.
Mm-hmm.
The happening, the boom, cannot stop immediately. These are very powerful. They are happening sometimes very subtle, they are happening very strong. Intensity is big.
Mm.
Because of this is a, because of very powerful, strong. They are happening, then we follow a little bit and fall down. Cannot immediately stop. Our wisdom, a little bit is wisdom come and finish, totally gone. Cannot maintain long time.
Mm.
Because intensity is weak. Defilement intensity is big, strong. So sometimes it is happening, their momentum is very strong. They have a speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So do you think that it is possible for us when we go back, when we go back from the retreat to our daily lives, to basically train this like awareness of thinking? Because like when we are not able to do it now, to be aware of like the involved thinking, right? So do you think it is actually possible?
No, you can watch now also.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, in your daily life, more thinking.
Yeah, because
right.
It's even harder, the circumstances
all the time
are
thinking. So you aware that thinking all the time and become habit. Every time the mind says something, awareness already there. It become habit. Huh? You always watching the thinking all the time. All the time you watch the mind. Every thinking come. Every thinking you can know.
But do you think that it is possible to grow this habit in the ordinary life, or
yes.
Is it only possible
depend
in a monastery?
Depend on
or?
You. Depend on you. But depend on your practice. Right? If you can maintain the practice, you can get this level.
But
if
when
you
I
cannot
get
maintain the practice, so.
Of course, but
yeah.
Like when I get involved, I do not maintain the practice, right?
Yes, right.
So
slowly try.
Okay.
This cannot happen because of old habits, very difficult to change. If you're someone, the mind quality changing is very strange, very, very strange. Someone very bad and become good. It's not easy. This is very difficult to change. Yeah.
Mm.
What?
I just following off. I just wondered if you would share a little bit, Sayadaw, about your experience with depression and your practice with that, because I found that very helpful myself.
Right.
And
yeah, you can say something. Yeah.
But you share about how you, when you were depressed and how the practice helped you.
Oh.
You share that.
Very simple. Many times I say already.
Yeah, I know, but that's the people who haven't.
Oh, okay. because suffering, I cannot stand. I need to think to do something. I can find many ways. Sometimes I go to beach. Sometimes I go to the mountain. I think before I young. I go very happy that area, then I go there, maybe I think maybe happy. But cannot change. Because then one day I realize if a depression person is they also have they know their mind. All the time. They suffering they know very well. They all the time they know their suffering feeling. Then I go to the beach and alone. Go to alone is more dangerous. Then something more suffering, and more suffering. Then that time I think, how to do? Because that time I realized if I go to the moon, also I become depressed there. Because of this mind is free. This depression mind is already there. So that time I realized, I cannot